first private Israeli lunar mission to launch in February. By Breitbart Jerusalem on December 18, 2018. Yehud, Israel, AP, an Israeli nonprofit on Monday said it has pushed back the launch of what it hopes will be the first private spacecraft to land on the moon until February. Officials from Space Eel and its project partner, the state-owned Israel Aerospace Industries, announced that the landing craft, dubbed Bereshit, or Genesis, will ship in February to Florida. Propelled by a SpaceX Falcon rocket launch, the robotic lander will then commence its months-long voyage to the moon. It had been slated to launch this month. Space Eel said it had no control over the launch's delay, and that SpaceX, the private space exploration company founded by entrepreneur Elon Musk, notified them that its rocket will now lift off in February 2019 without providing an explanation. Israel Aerospace Industries manager Ofer Doron stressed that the small craft, roughly the size of a washing machine, faces a difficult, arduous journey because it will have to make several orbits before touching down on the moon. Upon landing, the craft is to relay photographs and collect data about the moon's ever-changing magnetism for research by Israel's Weizmann Institute and NASA. On Monday, Space Eel representatives presented a time capsule that will accompany the spacecraft to the moon. The capsule, in the shape of a DVD, holds pictures of the Israeli public, interpretive drawings by Israeli children and other pieces of national memorabilia, including stories of Holocaust survivors. We hope that far in the future, when travel to the moon is as common as transatlantic travel, that children will be able to understand the lives of their Israeli ancestors through this archive on the moon, said Space Eel co-founder Yonatan Weintraub. A crowd of Israeli reporters, clad in sanitized white coats, burst into applause as Weintraub fastened the capsule to the underbelly of the craft. Space Eel was founded in 2011 and originally vied for Google's Lunar X Prize, which challenged private companies to try to land an unmanned spacecraft on the moon. But the $20 million competition was scrapped by the tech giant earlier this year when it became clear none of the five companies would meet a March deadline. Space Eel has vowed to continue the mission and hopes that its ambitious $95 million project, largely funded by South African Israeli billionaire Morris Kahn and other donors, will spur a new wave of commercial missions to the moon and jumpstart new companies. Israel would become the fourth country to land a craft on the moon, after the US, the Soviet Union and China.